This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Stay tuned for your chance to win tickets to Wolf Trap this summer. It's a good deal. It is a show of your choice amongst their many shows.
Love it.
So stay tuned for that. But we're going to get back in the NFL. The legal tampering period kicks off in about 2.5 hours in the NFL. Been a lot of NFL news. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is Ryan Dunleavy, national NFL writer for the New York Post. What's going on, Ryan?
How are you?
Hey, Ryan, we're doing well. What's it like living in quarterback purgatory, which is where you are presently? I mean, between the Jets and the Giants, here are the quarterbacks they currently have under contract. The Jets have Tyrod Taylor, Jordan Travis, and Adrian Martinez. Oof. And the Giants have Drew Lock and Tommy DeVito under contract. Like, something's got to give there. Both of those teams in the market, obviously, for quarterbacks. What do you see each of those teams, the Jets and the Giants, doing once free agency starts in about 2.5 hours?
Let me make it worse for you. Drew Lock's a free agent.
Okay, so. I didn't notice that, but okay, thank you. So he's not even.
So they've got Tommy Cutlets.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And what's it like? I mean, you guys are in Commanders territory. You lived in quarterback purgatory for 20 years, right? You know what it.
Sure.
You know what it's like. You know, it's a miserable feeling for Giants fans. Giants fans are fighting over the possibility of getting Aaron Rodgers, who was cut by the Jets, and Giants fans like thumb their nose at Jets, like they're the little brother in town, and now they're fighting for the Jets quarterback that the Jets deem not good enough to play for them. They're fighting for Russell Wilson, who the Steelers would prefer their backup quarterback Justin Fields to re-signing Russell Wilson. And the ultimate irony for the Giants is that this somehow could come down to their plans are dependent on the Jets, quote unquote, little brother. If they sign Justin Fields, then the Steelers could end up with Russell Wilson taking an option away from the Giants, or the Steelers could end up with Aaron Rodgers taking an option away from the Giants. So the Jets' pursuit of Justin Fields impacts the Giants. And the ultimate indignity is that somehow Daniel Jones's destination could impact the Giants, because if Daniel Jones leaves the Vikings for the Colts, then that opens up the Vikings for possible pursuit of Aaron Rodgers. So Giants fans are beside themselves that somehow Daniel Jones could impact their 2025 quarterback pursuit.
To use your phrase, ultimate indignity, I would think the ultimate indignity for Jets fans is that Sam Darnold all of a sudden is a hot commodity.
Sam Darnold is a hot commodity. Geno Smith was just traded, and Aaron Rodgers is a hot commodity. So like three Jets, I mean, think about this, the Seahawks traded Geno Smith, a Jets draft pick, and they're going to replace him with probably Sam Darnold, a Jets draft pick, or Aaron Rodgers, a Jets quarterback, and Geno was traded to the Raiders in exchange for the 92nd pick in the draft, which belonged to, yep, the Jets, but they traded it to the Raiders for Davante Adams. So, like, the entire Seahawks organization is the Jets, basically.
So, Ryan, with the Giants sitting at number 3 in the 2025 NFL draft, have they earmarked a quarterback, or do they look at this quarterback class as Cam Ward and Shador? We're not in love with either of those two guys. We're just going to sign a bridge type of quarterback until we find somebody that we like. But it's not like Joe Shane has that luxury of waiting a bunch of time, or Brian Daboll, for that matter. What do you see them doing with that number 3 pick?
So, yeah, their actions speak louder than words, right? And their pursuit of Matthew Stafford, their pursuit of Aaron Rodgers would tell you that they don't love these quarterbacks. They won't say that, of course. They treat it as, well, we're picking 3rd, and the Cam Ward and Shador could be the first 2 picks without us doing anything. I think that's a little bit of whiplash from last year, where they loved Jaden Daniels and Drake May, and there was nothing they could do to get either one because those teams weren't moving out of the 2nd and 3rd picks. I think that's a little bit of whiplash, that they're like panicking that they can't get one of those 2 guys. I would be surprised if Shador is not there at 3. I'm in the camp that the Titans are going to pick Cam Ward at 1. I know everybody seems to think they're going to pick Abdul Carter. Call me surprised if that happens. What the Giants are going to do is they're going to draft a quarterback and sign a quarterback. They're going to do both. The question is, do they draft one of the top 2, or do they draft some 3rd-round guy? The question is, do they sign Aaron Rodgers to be the starter for a year and push the future quarterback decision into next year? Or do they sign like Jacoby Brissett or Jameis Winston or Jimmy Garoppolo or somebody who's just a placeholder guy? So, yeah, veteran and draft is a nice plan. It depends what level you're talking at for both spots.
Talking to Ryan Dunleavy, national NFL writer for the New York Post. Are you surprised by the outcome of the song and dance with Myles Garrett?
A little, because I just assumed he'd get traded to the Eagles. I think Howie Roseman has done such an act on the NFL this last couple years that you just assume he's going to pull a rabbit out of his hat. I kind of thought he would get traded there. Money talks in the end, right? The old cliche, yep. Guys, is like, money. I'm not going back. There's nothing they can do. I want a meeting with the owner. I'm ready to do whatever it takes to force my hand out of here, sit out of training camp, et cetera. Well, how about $40 million a year? Okay, where do I sign? Like, I'm a little surprised, not that Myles Garrett caved, but that the Browns were willing to go to that. You know, basically, that's quarterback money that he got paid. I'm a little surprised they were willing to go there. If we knew they were willing to go there, I think we could have prevented a lot of this hemming and hawing. It would have been pretty obvious that he would sign a $40 million extension.
So, Ryan, the new 34-year-old GM in Jacksonville wasted little time putting his imprint on the team. He trades Christian Kirk away. He cuts Evan Engram. Can that team kind of rebuild on the fly and add some new pieces for Trevor Lawrence? They pick 5th in the upcoming draft. Do you see them being players in free agency as well?
Yeah, I think they'll be players in free agency. It was only a couple years ago, maybe Doug Peterson's 1st or 2nd year, where they spent like $250 million in free agency. So, like, they were the big spenders in free agency that year. I think that was the year they signed Christian Kirk, actually.
Yep.
Their owner certainly wants the win. He has the deep pockets. He'll do it. I think it's probably more of a long-term vision there. I mean, that's why you hire a 34-year-old GM and a coach who was, you know, an offensive coordinator for 1 season. Like, I don't think it's like, let's go all in this year. So I think it's probably more of a long-term build. But you can sign young players in free agency, like Javon Holland from the Dolphins or whatnot, or Will Fries from the Colts. Those guys are Jaguars targets, I would think, who are young players you can build with. That's, you don't have to sign a Davante Adams like the Rams did, or 30-year-old guys like that. So, no, I think the Jaguars will be players, but it's also, you know, that's not the most desirable spot in the NFL to go. So they tend to have to overpay to get guys.
Talking to Ryan Dunleavy, national NFL writer for the New York Post. So let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks and what you think they're doing there. Mike McDonald had a pretty good 1st year as the head coach. They trade away Geno Smith, which kind of surprised a lot of people, to reunite him with his old coach Pete Carroll with the Raiders. And then DK Metcalf, who wanted to trade, was granted his wish. He gets traded to Pittsburgh. What is Seattle looking to do?
I don't know. That's a good question, guys. I was almost hoping you weren't going to ask me that one, because when you asked me about the Jaguars, I think it's pretty obvious what their plan is. I really don't know what the Seahawks' plan is. I haven't been able to figure that out. Like, at quarterback, I think they're going to upgrade. I think they're going to end up with Sam Darnold. I think a 27-year-old Pro Bowl quarterback, look, it was nice. The Geno Smith resurgence was nice. I was never a buyer in it. Crashed down to earth last year. Was that one bad year, and he's going to do better again with Pete Carroll? We'll see. But I think they're going to upgrade, assuming they land Sam Darnold. The rest of it, like cutting Tyler Lockett, trading DK Metcalf for a second-round pick, like, I don't know. This was a team that won 10 games and could have very easily been in the playoffs if they didn't lose them to some really bad teams, so a.k.a. the Giants. So I think that it's very hard to figure out if Seattle – they're not in the first year of regime. It's very hard to figure out if Seattle – they seem caught in no man's land, which is the worst place to be in the NFL.
Ryan, let me ask you about two young quarterbacks real quick here. Does J.J. McCarthy get the starting nod in 2025 in Minnesota? And what direction do the Colts go in now with Anthony Richardson, where they're basically saying it's going to be an open competition? He's not being dubbed the starter heading into 2025.
So those are Daniel Jones's two options. Obviously, being based in New York, I did a lot of work on Jones during the combine. Those are Jones's two options. So if he goes to the Vikings, then I think he could end up being the week one starter. But, you know, with the extremely short leash, just give J.J. McCarthy, who didn't play or practice at all last year, some time to get acclimated, get healthy. The idea would be J.J. McCarthy is the 2025 starter there, whether that is week one or week four. He's the majority of the game starter there. And then the Colts, I think they want Daniel Jones. They want Daniel Jones to be their competition for Anthony Richardson. I know Daniel Jones's flaws and strengths very well. I think he would beat out Anthony Richardson. I don't think that's a high bar to set right now. So if he ends up with the Colts, then the Vikings are scrambling. That's how they end up maybe with an Aaron Rodgers. Which is ironic, because then he would go Packers, Jets, Vikings, which is Brett Favre's exact career path.
Yeah. Hey, you got to see a lot of Devontae Adams in New York. Is he going to crush it with the Rams?
He has a lot left. I mean, people look at him like, oh, he's a 32-year-old receiver. Well, in 11 games with the Jets, he had like 64 catches, 840-something yards, and 7 touchdowns. And it's like, oh, well, he's playing with his buddy Aaron Rodgers. Well, he's going to be playing with Matthew Stafford, so it's not like he's playing with a bad quarterback here in the Rams. No, I'm with you. I think he's going to have a very good year. Is he going to be 1,600-yard Pro Bowl Offensive Player of the Year caliber Devontae Adams? No, but I think he's a difference maker for the Rams.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good stuff. That's Ryan Dunleavy from the New York Post. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep.
Hey, right now, caller number 10. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to a show of your choice for the 2025 Wolf Trap season coming up this summer at Wolf Trap. Bare Naked Ladies with Sugar Ray, Ringo Starr, Buddy Guy, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back in concert with the National Symphony Orchestra, Back to the Future in concert with the National Symphony Orchestra, and many more. So caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You win the tickets here on the Junkies.